Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover the emergence of TrumpRx and its implications for direct-to-consumer drug commercialization, new funding momentum across rare disease R&D, and Eli Lilly's definitive agreement to acquire Aderum Biotechnologies. The launch of TrumpRx marks what analysts are calling a pivotal moment in direct-to-consumer drug commercialization. The proposed government-linked platform would enable patients to access prescription therapies directly, potentially bypassing traditional intermediaries such as PBMs and retail pharmacies. Supporters say the initiative could increase transparency and affordability by simplifying patient access to branded drugs, while critics warn it could disrupt long-established distribution and pricing structures. As details of the model continue to unfold, industry leaders are closely watching how TrumpRx might reshape patient engagement, market access strategies, and competitive dynamics in U.S. pharma. In industry funding news, new rounds of investment are flowing into rare disease research, with multiple companies announcing capital raises aimed at advancing novel treatment platforms. The trend reflects sustained investor confidence in precision medicine and the regulatory advantages that accompany orphan drug development. Analysts note that despite broader biotech market volatility, rare disease innovation remains a strong magnet for venture and strategic funding. Many of these programs are focusing on gene therapy, RNA modulation, and advanced biologics, modalities that continue to deliver outsized clinical and commercial impact in small, high-need populations. And finally, Eli Lilly has announced a definitive agreement to acquire Aderum Biotechnologies, expanding its pipeline in metabolic and respiratory diseases. Aderum's lead assets are designed to address cellular metabolism and tissue repair, areas that align with Lilly's broader ambitions in chronic disease management. The acquisition strengthens Lilly's early-stage discovery capabilities and underscores the company's continued push to diversify beyond GLP-1 dominance. Analysts view the deal as a signal that large-cap pharma remains focused on supplementing organic innovation through targeted biotech acquisitions. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.